Somebody ought to be clapping your hands right now. 52 weeks of love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, 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 Jesus. Tell me, what did you put on this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Tell me. Oh, Shelly Caesar, say, tell me what you put on this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tell me what you put on this morning. She say, I got the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the breastplate of righteousness. Tell me what you put on this morning. I put on the armor of God. Tell me what you put on this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because I'm a Holy Ghost soldier. I want y'all to hear this. I'm a Holy Ghost soldier. I am a Holy Ghost soldier. I am a Holy Ghost soldier. I know I'm a Holy Ghost soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, hey, Jesus, in the army of the Lord. I've been enlisted in God's army. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am a soldier. A Holy Ghost soldier in the army of the Lord. In the army of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you today, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name today. I praise your name today. I praise your name today, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the day, y'all, that the Lord has made. Hey, somebody. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm here today, y'all, to lift up the name of Jesus. Let us lift up the name of Jesus, y'all. He said in his word, hey, hallelujah, Jesus, that if we lift him up, thank you, Jesus, that he would draw all, not some, but he'll draw all men unto him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I worship you today. I worship your name today, Jesus. I worship you today. We worship you, Jesus. Those who are on the platform, the airways that are around the world, why don't you lift your hands with me? Hallelujah, Jesus, and lift up the name of Jesus. Let's lift him up today. Let's lift him up today. Let's lift him up today because he's worthy. God is worthy today. He's so worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Let's thank him today. When I woke up this morning and my eyes flew open, I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, because it wasn't the alarm clock that woke me up, y'all, but it was the hand and the power touch of God that touched me and woke me up this morning. And I thank him today. I praise him today. I glorify his name. And I magnify his name because I know who he is. I know whom he is. I know who I serve. I know who I am. And I know that God is a God. Oh, Jesus, he's a powerful God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. Y'all, we serving a mighty God, an all-powerful God, an all-knowing God. Thank you, Jesus. He's all-knowing. He knows all. Hey, Jesus, and he sees all. And, Lord, I just want to say to you, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm thinking about that song. What did you put on this morning? those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. What did you put on this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to say good afternoon to you, man of God. A blessed man of God, you always say it. I know you're blessed. And everything you put your hands to is blessed. Yes,
good
you're a blessed man
of
God. You're a blessed man of God. Everything you put your hand to, man of God, you're blessed.
Amen.
You're blessed. And I want
Hallelujah.
To thank you. I want to thank you, man of God, for allowing me. You didn't have to do it. You could have chosen anyone. I thank you for allowing me to come on this platform on Friday and bring forth the word to the people of God. I thank you, and I appreciate everything you do, everything you've done. And I want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing. Don't look to the left or to the right, because mercy is following you. The Bible says goodness and mercy.
Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah.
Of your life. Goodness and
Glory.
Mercy. Hallelujah. All the days of my life. I come on this line to preach today. I didn't come on here to just entertain. I come to preach the word to the people today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man of God. Oh, thank God. If I didn't have this to do, I don't know where I'd be. God called me and chosen me, and God touched your heart. God touched you and give me this opportunity to be on this platform today. And I thank you for it, man of God. I'm so excited because I know God loves you. He loves me. He loves those on the platform, the airways and around the world. I want y'all to hear me today, saints of God. God loves you. He said in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God said he loves us. That's why he sent his son into the world to die for us, to give us eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all, I want to say this to you today. There are so many ways that God loves us. So many ways that God loves us. But let me share 7 ways that he loves you, okay? I want you all to hear me. I came here to preach today. I'm fired up for God today. I was up last night praying and meditating, reading and studying, because I love God. I love God. If they call me to come to Africa to preach, I go. I go. I'm going to go where God leads me to go. I'm going to follow him wherever he wants me to go. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to these 7 ways that God loves you. Number 1, he loves us with atoning love. Number 2, he loves us with a calling love. Number 3, redeeming love. Number 4, justifying love. And number 5, adopting love. And number 6, sanctifying love. And number 7, glorifying love. Is that awesome, y'all? That is so awesome. And I want to say to you today, those who have their Bible, turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. I'll be reading out of verse 11. And you can read the rest of the verses later in your study time. But turn your Bible to me to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 11. And it reads, put on the whole armor of God. Look what it says, saints of God. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. I love Paul. I love what he says in the Bible. I love what he says. He says, put on, not take off, not throw off. But he says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. When we have on this armor, y'all, we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share that with you again. It said, put on, not put it on. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I know the devil don't like me, and I don't like him. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I got my armor on, y'all. Thank you, Lord God. Good afternoon, saints of God. I'm your host, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. And we're in 52 weeks of love. 52 weeks of love. We're in week 11. And I will be ministering to you today on the topic, keep it on. Keep it on. Once you put it on, I'm talking about the armor, you keep it on. Keep it on. Now, I want you to hear this today. People of God, we as believers are in a spiritual battle. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We as believers are in a spiritual battle. The day we gave our hearts to Christ was the day we became so hated by the enemy. Did y'all get that? But God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus gave his only begotten son, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. Therefore, I know and believe, according to the word, that he would not leave us down here on this earth defensively. Oh, I like that. Thank you, Jesus. Did y'all get that? I said, I know and believe, according to his word, according to God's word, that he would not leave us down here on this earth defensively. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to take a few moments to define a few words that I believe will bring a little more clarity as we go on. Let's first look at the word, the weapon, number one, weapon. Let's look at the word weapon. Weapon is defined as an instrument used to injure or kill, any means of attack or defense. The armor of God is used as a defense for us, to protect us, and also to injure and bring defeat to our adversary. Well, Sister Virginia, what is an adversary? I'm glad you asked. An adversary is an opponent. Isn't that the devil? The one who opposed God, Jesus, and the children of God? Yes. So this definition has a twofold. Listen at this, y'all. Has a twofold meaning. A twofold meaning. Because it is evident. Oh, thank you, Jesus. According to the word, that there are weapons that are being used to injure us, to take us down, to destroy us. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Look at the armor, y'all. Any defenses are protective, covering. This armor will protect us and defend us. Praise you, Jesus. This armor will protect us and defend us. Thank you, Lord God. A soldier on the battlefield does not take his weapon off and leave them. He keeps his weapon on with him. Did y'all get that? A soldier on the battlefield does not take his weapon off and leave them. He keeps his weapon with him. Thank you, Jesus. Keep it on. Keep it on. You see the, oh, look at that, the soldier. Keep it on. Keep what on? Keep on your armor. Keep on your armor. Don't take it off. Keep it on. The Bible declares in Romans 8:37, nay, and all these things, we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, Jesus, through Christ that love us. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Keep on your armor, hallelujah, Jesus. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. I want y'all to look at this. Look at this fence, the defense. Because these, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, defense. Defending against attacks. Know this word is definitely telling us that God has given us what we need to defend ourselves against the attack of the enemy. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. The Apostle Paul told us, listen at this, saints of God. The Apostle Paul told us to put the whole armor of God on. so that we could stand against the wiles of the devil. And have done all to do stand. Stand. And when you stand, stand some more and keep standing. Stand and stand some more. Stand. Stand. I'm standing, y'all. I'm standing. When you done did all you could do, stand. Stand and stand some more. This armor is so powerful. Y'all hear me today. This armor is so powerful. But we can't afford to take it off. I need to say that to you all again, those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. This armor is so powerful. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we can't afford to take it off. Y'all, we can't afford to take it off. We saints of God have to keep it on 24/7. 365 days a year. Keep it on. Hey, somebody. Hey, somebody. Hello, Yoshanda. Yoshidio Kanshanda. And a Yoboshidio Kandarabasanda. I like this. I'm going to say this again. This armor is so powerful. But we can't afford to take it off. We saints of God have to keep it on. Keep it on 24/7. 365 days a year. I hear some people say, I'm getting ready to put my armor on because the devil been beating me all upside my head. No, you know why you've been beating all upside the head? Because you didn't have the helmet of salvation on. You wasn't fully dressed. You didn't have on your armor. You need not take it off, but keep it on. You need not take it off. But keep it on. You need to go to bed with it on. You need to get up in the morning with it on. You need to go about your daily routines with it on. Go on your jobs with it on. Nobody can see it but the devil. You know why? Because it's a bright and shiny armor. And the only one can see it is the devil. That's how he knows who you are, because he sees that shiny, bright armor that you are wearing. You don't have no business beating you side your head. No, you don't have on your armor. You undressed. You're not fully dressed, but I'm going to help you to get dressed today. And you keep on this armor. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't afford to take it off, y'all. Let's talk about the parts of the armor. Are y'all ready to hear this? Let's talk about the parts of the armor. This armor consists of 6 pieces. Every part is designed to cover and protect. But also each part is capable to defend us against the weapons of the enemy. Lord, I thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you for your weapon, Lord. Thank you for your armor today, Jesus. Thank you for protection today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me share this with you, saints of God. And those on the platform, the airways, and around the world, I want y'all to hear this. When preparing for battle, the belt would have been the first piece of protective equipment put on by a soldier. That's us. We are soldiers. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We've been enlisted in God's army. And this armor is clung closely to the soldier and shield some of the most vulnerable areas of his body. Did y'all get that? When preparing for the battle, the belt would have been the first piece of protective equipment put on by a soldier. It is clung closely, listen at this, y'all. It is clung closely to the soldier and shield some of the most vulnerable areas of his body. And look at this, saints of God. The belt prepares one to be ready for action. The belt prepares one, that's us, to be ready for action. The call to have your loin girt about with truth. It's called to be prepared. Christian, to be ready. Y'all know what? We as Christians always need to be ready to defend themselves against the power of darkness and not be caught unaware. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Christians always need to be ready to defend themselves against the power of darkness and not be caught unaware. Glory to your name, Jesus. I say glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Saints of God, let me tell you about this breastplate. The breastplate, believing in Jesus and his righteousness and not our own. Obedient to the truth, known produce a godly life. That's the breastplate. That's the breastplate, and that's what it does. Thank you, Jesus. Look at the helmet of salvation. It said to put on the helmet of salvation. Ooh, Jesus. I was showing that Jesus has saved you. Not because of good deeds, but because of his mercy. 2 Timothy 1 and 9. Know that every believer is a new creation, Lord Jesus. Know that every believer is a new creation. No longer living for selfish purpose, but living for the Lord. Did y'all get that? Know that every believer is a new creation. No longer living for selfish purpose, but living for the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. I want to share with you the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The sword of the Spirit. The only offensive weapon. The only offensive weapon is the sword, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. How do we use this weapon? Hallelujah. I say, how do we use this weapon? We use it by speaking the word of God. I said in Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. They may form, but they won't work. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even Jesus used the word. Yes, Lord. Hear this, saints of God. Even Jesus used the word. Look what he said. He told Satan, it is written. He told Satan, it is written. If Jesus spoke the word, we must speak the word also. Speak it. That's why I said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That's what you tell the devil. Whatever you're going through, sickness or disease or whatever, tell the devil, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon. They may form, but they won't work. I want you to look at the shoes, your feet, your shoes. Whether it says shod, S-H-O-D, shod. The feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. I say the feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The stud, S-T-U-D, the stud soul, enabled the soldiers to stand firm. They kept the soldiers' feet from slipping in battle. Without his shoes, a Roman soldier could not maintain his position against his enemy. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? The Apostle Paul said, he was fully persuaded, Ephesians 6 and 15, the gospel is the good news. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, son of the most high. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this weapon. Thank you for your armor. When you told us to put on the whole armor, God, well, we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You told us to put it on one. And that means we got to keep it on. Don't take it off, saints of God. Don't take it off. And you won't have to go around saying, I've been beat upside the head. Or I've been knocked down because you don't have on your armor. Keep it on. Keep it on. You need to be fully dressed at all times. with your armor. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Let me go back to the feet. The feet shod. The word shod means covered. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. The stirred soul enabled the soldier to stand firm. Stand firm. They kept the soldier's feet from slipping and valor. Without his shoes, a Roman soldier could not maintain his position against the enemy. Apostle Paul said he was fully persuaded. The gospel is the good news. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Saints of God. Saints of God, I want you to hear this about the shield. Listen to what the shield of faith does. The shield of faith is the Christian protection against temptation. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I like that. Listen. The shield of faith is a Christian protection against temptation. Whenever we trust that God will provide everything we need, the spiritual forces of evil cannot tempt us with the lie that sin can provide a better life than God will. That's in Ephesians 6:16. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, I praise you, Jesus. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm here to tell you today, keep your armor on. Those on the platform now, ways and around the world, I am talking to you today. We need to keep our armor on. Can't nobody see the armor but the devil. Keep your armor on. Can't nobody see the armor but the devil. Why you think he knows your name? I said, why you think he knows your name when he sees me? He said, that's Virginia. He can see that shining bright armor. And I'm here to tell you, keep on your armor. Keep on your armor. Keep it on. Keep it on, saints. I'm in conclusion now about this armor. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. Keep it on, hallelujah, Jesus. Keep on the armor of God. Keep on the armor of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, la 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 la, shitty old koshanda da ba shanda. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And verse 18. Look at verse 18. It says pray. We need to pray. Pray. It says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching down to with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Pray, saints. I've been hearing the man of God always say, what was the greatest thing that Jesus did? The greatest thing that Jesus did was pray. Was pray. Was pray. That one of the greatest things that Jesus did was to pray. And we need to pray. Pray. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. And have on your armor. Have on your armor. Because you see this armor that they was wearing, the soldier was wearing back then? They didn't have on pants. It was a skirt. But today, we have on pants with our armor. We'll dress y'all. Fully dressed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to thank God, y'all. Let's thank God for this armor today. Let me how many of y'all out there have on your armor? How many of y'all today have on your armor? I said, how many of y'all today have on your armor? You should be armor ready. How many have on the armor today?
If you what did you put on this morning?
I put on the armor of God.
I put on my breastplate of righteousness.
And I have a
That's where I'm at, Evangelist.
Yes, sir, man of God. Wait, where you at, man of God?
I am in the Army. You said who's in the Army? I'm shouting out for everybody on this line today that we are. If you want to profess today, dial one and get in this conversation, because I am
in the
Army of the Lord. I keep my armor on, sleep with it, eat with it, go to the gym with it constantly.
Come on, man of God.
I got my armor on.
Hallelujah.
Armor ready.
Hallelujah. Armor ready.
Yes, Lord. Who, Jesus? Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Bless his
Hallelujah,
name.
Jesus.
I am.
Hey, bless his name. Man of God,
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Bless
Glory.
His name.
Glory,
Jesus.
Glory,
Jesus. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Come on and bless his name. Come on and bless his name.
Thank you.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Yes.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Thank you, Lord.
Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Thank you,
oh, we got so much to bless God for. We got so much to thank him for. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. I bless his name today. Somebody
yes, Lord.
To
yes.
How many of y'all on there is thankful today? Be thankful and bless
thank
his
you.
Name. Be thankful and bless
thankful.
His name. Be thankful. Oh, be thankful, Lord. Be thankful and bless his name. 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 Be thankful and bless the name of God.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed, Lord. Be thankful and bless the name of God. Somebody needs to bless God today. How many of y'all out there is thankful? Be thankful. Be grateful.
Be thankful.
And bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. I feel a
praise
coming on.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Father God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise him for a second. Go ahead on the praise.
Thank you,
Jesus. Take 3 minutes of praise, God.
Thank you, God.
Praise him. Because we need to be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name.
Thank you.
Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful
Thank
and
you,
bless his name. I am thankful today.
Thank you, God.
I am so thankful today. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be thankful.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not a seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiven, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause that ain't it be nothing, if he comes and I listen. I love God, you love God. What's wrong with you? I love God, you love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love. my lover. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Good afternoon, listeners. My God, I love God. Ooh, Jesus, you don't love God? What's wrong with you? Ooh, I tell you, in the army of God. Ooh, yes, in the army of God, I'm fully armored. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, good afternoon, family. I'm your host today, Minister Terry, with What's the Word. Today, I'm going to be speaking on testifying and sharing the gospel of Christ. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The word, the Bible, tells us in many scriptures of the Heavenly Father, God, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of their goodness. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, family. We have to read his word. Thank you. Gospel, gospel, good news, the teachings of Christ Jesus and his disciples. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Testimony. Our testimony. Tell another of God's mighty ability, his power, and his miraculous acts through his son, Jesus Christ. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We all, family, we all must share our testimony of God's goodness in our lives through his son, Jesus Christ. We all must tell everyone how much and how and why we believe and trust him as the source of our everything. We have to tell them how and when we began to believe and trust him. Family, somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that he did it for me, and he will do it for you also. He is no respecter of person. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. When we share him, we must be honest and speak the truth of how he is transforming our lives. Thank you, Lord. If it is through our trials and tribulations, we must tell someone because he has renewed our mind. No more sleeping. Ooh, no more sleeping. Be sober-minded. Waking up and moving in his good purpose, not our person. Amen, family. Some of us may not listen or hear what we are saying. Some people may not listen to us, but they will know the inside transformation. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 13:6 tells us, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We are to practice what we preach, family. We must read his word. We must meditate on his word. And we must apply his word to our daily walk. Pray more. We must pray to him more, have more intimate relationships with him. To share him, family, we must know him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We must know him before we can even share him. When we are sharing him, family, we cannot have no exaggeration, no bragging, and no glorifying ourselves. All the glory be to God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, family. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for your word. We share the gospel of Christ and our testimonies of his goodness to others to encourage one another. Be an encourager. Ooh, be an encourager. And be encouraged yourself in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we afraid, family? Are we ashamed Are we uncomfortable with what we say? Are we uncomfortable with what we say or what we know? We shouldn't be. Romans, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Family, are we sharing with others and seeing no commitment of the people to Christ? Am I doing it right? These are things we may ask ourselves. Yes and amen. We can't open up their hearts, but the Heavenly Father God most definitely can. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, family. Didn't know that Christ died on the cross for all of our sins, and he rose again. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 5:11 tells us, this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this is in his Son. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes and amen. I believe our relationship with Christ is vital. It's one of the most important relationships we can ever have. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And we must have it. We must have it, family, and we must share it. The love of God, his goodness, it's just nothing we just keep to ourselves. We have to share it, family. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to surrender ourselves to God. Surrender ourselves to full submission to God. Let him work within us. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Ooh, amen, family. Most of us are looking for love in all the wrong places. They need to know how much God loves them through his Son, Jesus Christ. Ooh, he loves us unconditionally love. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Our testimonies of God's unconditional love will bring them to the light. Some people just need to know that God loves them unconditionally. It will bring them to the light. The light, Christ Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. This is not our will, family. This is the will of God. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. When we share the gospel, we should keep it real, and we should keep it clear and understandable that Christ died on the cross and rose again for each and every one of us. Ooh, amen. And family, we must turn away from wrongdoing. We must turn away, excuse me, family, from sin in our lives. Heavenly Father God and our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, they are holy. We have to turn away from wrongdoing and sin, family. Amen? We shall teach the gospel and all that we understand. Stress the love of the Heavenly Father. Romans 8:38. Excuse me. 2:39. Excuse me, family. For, excuse me, water. Now I'm back. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ Oh, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 10:13-14 tells us, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they never heard about him? And how can they hear from him unless someone tells them? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, family, share the gospel. Testify of God's goodness. Don't wait till times of distress to call on him. Him now. More of him at all times. Seek him, get to know him. Get to know more of him, more of Jesus Christ. Family, this is not our will. This is the will of God, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I tell you, family, I am going to share all I know. And I am going to read and meditate more on his word. Pray more to know more. Less of me and more of Christ. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We have to share our trials and tribulations with one another and with others. And then they may share theirs. And when they share theirs, this gives us the opportunity to share the gospel. The Father is glorified. We're sharing the gospel. Ooh, amen, family. For we all have sinned, and we all have fallen short of the glory of God's glory. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is, family, we must repent. We must pray to God for his forgiveness. Ooh, thank you, Lord. And we must press forward. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pressing forward. When we accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we are his children, a child of God. What an almighty God we serve. The gift of salvation paid it all. He paid it all on the cross that we may live sin free. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. John 1:12 tells us, but to all who believe him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Oh, yes and amen. I believe and I accept. And I pray that everyone that hasn't accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior to accept him and seek him now. This is not our will. This is the will of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our relationship with Christ, it is vital. It is vital. You know vital signs? Your vital signs go out of your body, you die. He is vital in our life. And we are commanded to share him. Matthew 28:19 tells us, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sharing and testifying for, of our faith in God's commandment. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. We must do our best to live godly lives. Ooh, I love this pastor. I will do better now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will do better now. We have to prophesy to ourselves, speak it into existence. Non-Christians are looking at us, Christians, followers of Christ, as being Hippocratic because they say, we say one thing and do another. Family, we have to die of this flesh and live in the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to, thank you, Lord. Ooh, to just reside in us. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, family. Ooh, diet of this flesh. I tell you, we have to be listeners, attentive listeners, listening to God's voice only. Thank you, Jesus. We have to walk closer with Christ. We have to pray. We have to pray for others. Ooh, we must pray for God to place in our lives that need to receive the gospel. And then we can share this. He will place people in our lives that don't know about the gospel, and it is an opportunity to share Christ. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your unconditional love. We must attend church, family. And I'm not talking about the churches in us. I'm talking about the buildings, too. Attend church more with like believers and bring in non-believers. Ooh, no one left behind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We must grow more. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord, working in me for my patience. We must grow more in gentleness. And we must grow and learn to forgive. And we must also grow in loving difficult individuals, difficult situations. Thank you. We must monitor what we watch and what we listen. We must guard our eyes and our ear gates of anything that I believe we have been redeemed. Thank you, Father, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We must believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for God's divine purpose. Ooh, we have been redeemed. Thank you, Lord. Greater is he that is in me than the evil that is in the world. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, we have to share the gospel, testify of God's goodness. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We serve an almighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are we serving and sharing God's goodness, God's love, Jesus Christ? Are we family? We have to. This is not our will. This is the will of God. I thank you, Father God, for giving me another opportunity, Father God, to share your word. I know your love. Oh, and I know you love each and every one of us unconditionally. My prayer today is that those who do not have your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, to seek them now. Seek him now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Seek them. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing. I thank you for allowing Pastor E to allow me to be a host of What's the Word another day. I receive so much joy from when the Holy Spirit gives me something to speak on. I receive so much joy from in the Word for something to relate to the people that I'm relating to. I tell you, we have to share our testimonies of how good. Pray that anybody on the line that has a testimony they share to somebody, somebody needs to know that he loves all of us unconditionally. Jesus Christ paid for all of us on the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, this is Friday, another day the Lord has made. Rejoice in him at all times. Love you all. God bless you all. God keep you all. You all.
I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, bought with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been.
Thank you.